We are learning with Sarah Subas Daf Ayin Tes Amabez, and we are starting Ayin Tes Amad Aleph, three lines from the bottom, end of a line. Omrav Zeru, Omrav Aisha, Omrav Yanai, Va'amri Lo, Omrav Abba, Omrav Aisha, Omrav Yanai. Hagoinev Vlad Behemas Maluk. So we have here a Behema, Shibron and Behema. So the Peres, which are the Vladas, Pashas go to the Baal. That's like the prophets. And someone steals it. Mashalim Tashlumi Kefal Isha. You pay Tashlumi Kefal to the Isha. So the Pella is, what do you mean? You're trying to tell me that it really belongs to the Isha, because you're paying Kefal to the Isha. So for Eitimar, come on, like Rabbanu, I'm like Chananya. It's not like the following Mandi, I'm not like Rabbanu or Chananya. You're talking about the Braisa. Vlad Behemas Malug Lebal. The Tanakhama says, which is we're calling the Rabbanon, they say that Vlad of a Behemas Malug belongs to the Baal. That's a prophet. That's Peres. Vlad Shifchas Malug, if she brings in a Shifcha, and the Shifcha, the maidservant, has a child, also belong, there, not also, there belongs to Elisha. We'll see why in a second. Tanakhama, which is Rabbanon, say, Vlad Behemas Malug is called Peres, belongs to the Baal. Vlad Shifchas Malug belongs to the Isha. The Chananya ben Achi Yoshe Omar, also Vlad Shifchas Malug, Kivlad Behemas Malug. He says they're both the same, it goes to the Baal, they're both Peres. So the Kash is, Vlad is a Kuliyam of the Baal. It says, even Tanakhama, the Rabban holds it's the Baal, only by Vlad Shivcha does he argue. And Chananya also holds it goes to the Baal. So who is this like that he's saying, Tashlume Kefa Leisha, it's not like the Rabban, it's not like any Tanai. And for the Gemara, Phil Tema Divra Koel, still like this, Peret Kila Rabban. The Vlad and Chananya belongs to the Baal because the Rabban was Masak in Peres. Peiro de Peiro tekin l'rabbanon. Peiros of the Peiros, which is Kefel, lo tekin l'rabbanon. Which means the Kefel goes to the Isha, because Kefel is a prophet of the prophet, and that already belongs to the Isha. Tosis points out, Avada Peiro de Peiro belongs to the Baal, which means if the Peiros have Peiros, which means the Vlad has another Vlad, Avada goes to the Baal. But here it's saying, Dafka Kefel. Kefal, which is a different type of prophet, it's more of an outside prophet. There, that type of prophet does not go to the Baal, it goes to the Isha. And therefore, it stems with this Mandi Amrim. It stems with the Mandi Amrim. Just as saying, that's Kefal, it's called Peri de Pera, that they were not Masakin, that goes to the Baal. So now the Gemara to explain, what's this Machloikas, Chananya and the Rabban? Vishnu and Chananya, the reason why the Vlad is called Peres, and it goes to the Baal, both the Vlad Shifcha and the Vlad Behema. They both the baby and the Vlad of the Behema go to the Baal. Why? Because it's Peres, and Lechashin Lamisa. We're not worried the mother's going to die and the principal will disappear. Therefore, if you have me, you have to save the child as a principal. No, we're not Chashin Lamisa. El Rabbanon, Ichai Shlomisa, if you're worried the Shifcha or the Behema will die, and therefore you want to retain the Vlad as principal, so a fill of Vlad Behema's Malug also should go to the Isha. Nami loy. Viloi Chai Shlomisa, not Chai Shlomisa, a fill of Vlad Shifcha Malug, Nami. Then even Vlad Shifcha also should go to the Baal. So what's the difference between Vlad Shifcha and Vlad Behema? So Dr. Loy Loam Chai Shlomisa, you take a Chai Shlomisa, and therefore you want to retain the Vlad as principal. So why by Behema don't you retain the Vlad of principle? Shani Behema, even if the Behema dies, Ika Oira, you have the hide. And as long as you have something left from the principle, that's called leaving over the principle. And therefore you get the Vlad Behema. Why? Because you have the skin, you have the Oira, and therefore we're not worried that even if it dies, you are Chayish L'misa, but still we don't care because you have the Oira. Well, that's your problem. But the principle is here, you know, you have it. Om Ravuna V'Achia Om HaShmua. Halacha kechananya. Pass the chananya to the vlodos, sai behema, sai by a shifcha, it goes to the husband. Omar Rava, Omar Rav Nachman, Avagav Lomash Wallach chananya. Even if we pass the chananya that belongs to the husband, moide chananya, shimnes garishon, is sinas domine tlosom, beshvach by sevir. There's moide that if they have a garishon, and it belonged to the husband, but she could force him to redeem it. To redeem it to him. She could give money, say, here's money, I want that Vlad. Because Neshvach Bezaviyah, I like that family. So Rashi says, going on, the Shifcha, makes sense. I like these maidservants' family. And when they get divorced, say, you're right, the parents belong to you. But since it's Neshvach Bezaviyah, it comes to my father's household, here's the money, and I want to redeem it. You look at Shulchan Aruch, and the Rashi also says like that. It seems like even by Behema also you have the idea of Shvach Bezaviyah. The Chalkas Chalkas Veshmul, they bring down the Chalkas. But according to Rashi, this din that she gives money and takes back that Shifcha after she gets divorced is only by Shifcha, not by Vlad Behema, because there it doesn't pass so much Shvach Bezaviyah. But according to Shulchan Aruch and according to the Rosh, even by Behema. Amar Rav Amar Rav Nachman. Hechnisu loy eiz lechelava. She brought in a goat for milk, a milk goat. And who gets the milk? The husband. V'rachel legizasa. Brings in a rachel for its shearings. V'tarna gailas leveit sasa. Rachel is like a sheep family. V'tarna gailas leveit sasa. Or brings in chicken for the eggs. V'deka leparaisav. A tree for its parents. The lach is oichel v'oile heilech atchitich la'akaren. You can eat and drink this milk and eat the eggs until even the behemoth itself dies. What's the pshat? So Rashi explains, because here there'll always be keren left over. Gav behemoth, you have the ur. Gav tanagirlis, you have the feathers. By a dekel, if it dries up, you have the tree. And all these things are called peiros, so therefore, you're allowed to eat the peiros until even achatichla hakeren. Amrav Nachman, the same thing by a shirt. I like Lima, she brings in clothing, peirav, it's peiros, he could use it, have mixveva ozla at the kali until the mamash gets worn out. Because it's still, the principle's there. I it's a shemata, but that's still the principle. So the Gemara, come on, it's just like the Kaitano, the Tanya, the Braisa, ha melech va'achoyel, ha reza peiros. If you have this, Rashi explains, they had this big ditch next to the ocean, and it used to fill up with water, and then when it evaporated, you're left with salt. So it's called like a salt hole. Ha melech va'achoyel, and a place where they take out sand for binyan, that's Areza Peiros, because those things keep reproducing. What are Pirshal Gafras, or Machpirshal Tzrif? These are holes in the ground that they mine either aloe or Gafras, which is sulfur. So there, it's the Machlaikas, because there, once you finish mining the sulfur, there's no reproduction. So Ramea Oimer Keren, Vechom Oimer Peiros. Ramea says that's called Keren, take away that Gafras. Chom says Peiros. So this Shaila before, where you basically leave the thing as nothing left, is going according to the Chachamim, who hold you're allowed to take that aloe or that sulfur, even though there's nothing left. That's called Peiros because the ground left over. And like Tosfos points out, we had a Gemara before with the forest, and the fish pond, right? We had a Shaila Machlokes. This is the same Machlokes as that. The first day before it says Peiros going to Chachamim, and the second day it says it's called Keren going to Rav Meir. That machlokes we had before, earlier on, at the end of Amud Aleph, is really this machlokes. Back to our Mishnah, which says, Shimon Oyer Makav Shiyafa Kaychai. So Rav Shimon says that Yafa Kaychai, when it comes in, that whatever's Mechubur, so there the husband gets it when you Tailish it, and then it comes out when you get divorced, whatever you were in Tailish, it belongs to the Isha. So it sounds exactly like the Chum, it's Gemara's Kasha. Hi, Rashim, hi, Tanakama, it's Mamash Tanakama. Amarava, Mechabar, Meshach, Tzitzia, Kabinayu. The Nafkamin is Mechabar, Meshach, Tzitzia. Chum never talked about that. According to Rava says, according to Chumim, the Baal is always Yode al Yaina. If the pear is coming fully grown and the Tailish now, he gets it. If it grows in his life, while he's married, and then they get divorced, he also gets it because it grew in his time. So he's Yode al Yaina, according to Chum. According to Rav Shimon, no, you go Vasat Lisha. It's a hard rule, you go Vasat Lisha. That's the Nafka meaning to Rav Shimon Chachamim. The Tanakhama never talked about Mechabar Meshach Yitzia. So now we're saying that according to Chachamim, Mechabar Meshach Yitzia will belong to the husband, and therefore it comes out, he has Yodah Al Yoyna. Dr. New Mishnah. Nafla Avodim Veshvachais Zikainim. You fell to her Avodim and old Avodim Veshvachais, and they're very old. And here it could be, maybe everyone will agree that Yechay Shemisa, or is going to the Mandiyama 4, that Yechay Shemisa. So what do? You machru, you sell them right now. If you look at Makarka, buy Karka, buy Paris, here's the Paris. Why do you sell them right now? Because you want to retain her principal. These are alta Karkas, and if they die, you're not going to have any principal. So therefore, what you do is, you sell them, and you buy Karka, and he'll eat the Paris. Don't sell them. She wants those Avod Meshachas, they are with the family for years, and therefore don't sell it. The same thing is Nafullah Zaysim Vigifanim. It fell to her Zaysim, which are olive trees and vineyards, Zakanim, old ones that look like they're gonna die. You mark Lakam Karka, you sell them by Karkavaka Paris. The Paris we don't even know. Loisimka Prashim Shvach basically, because they are Shvach of the father's household. Omar of Kanamarav, Zakta Gemara Omar of Kanamarav, Machloikis, Shinoflu Basad Shalah. The whole Machloikis and the whole tzad that you cannot sell it is only if it fell in her field. It's her field with old Zaysim Makvanim. Avasada She'ena Shalah, but Avasada doesn't belong to her. Like, for example, her father had olive trees that were in someone else's karka, so there, it's Divra Kol Timkar. You can sell it. Why? because there's no shvach beis avia. There's no shvach beis avia over there because there's no field there. It's only trees in someone else's field. That's not called shvach beis avia, and therefore, there you're not going to have any principle left. Bishlam, if it's your own field, so there, even if they die, you're going to have a field. But here, it's not the whole kara and the whole principle is the trees, and they're going to die. What shvach beis avia is not going to be here. Therefore, there kuli al maida, you should sell it. Masker Rav Yosef, look at the ratio of this mishnah. Re'avod v'shvachos, the chisal shein shel adam. There, if they die, there's nothing left from it. Upliki, and there, there's a man that says, don't sell it. So it can't be, say, it's kuli alma if it's in a different field, and all you have is the trees. That there, kuli alma, you sell it. It's not true. By avod v'shvachos is machlekes. Well, you have to begrudge the opposite. Aliyat mahachi yitma. Omrav kana omrav. Machlekes v'sada shein shel adam. Machlekes is by sada, it doesn't belong to her. Avasada Shalah, but if it's her field, they're a coil, loisimka reshach bezavia. When it's Sada Shalah, and there, they'll retain some of the principle. It's not Makali Karna Legamri, the Karen doesn't get ruined completely because you always have a field. There, everyone will agree, do not sell Lozaisim Va'anovim, because Shvach bezavia, because there, it's the shame of Tiferes that those things, therefore, do not sell it, and because there, there's not going to be Kali Karni, you're going to have a field. Therefore, there, the Kuli Alma, the Rakol, Loi Simkar, of course, Shvach, Beis Aviyah.